The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Does seeing the sun today leave you feeling depressed? You may be suffering from post-eclipse letdown disorder, a condition that affects anyone who enjoyed yesterday's sudden darkness. Fortunately, there's a cure. Introducing your eyelids. Thanks to these two pieces of skin, you can have darkness wherever you are, whenever you want. Just close your eyes and voila! It's your own personal eclipse. Sometimes they'll close on their own for a surprise eclipse, like when you watch golf on TV. Or listen to your spouse gripe about work. Your eyelids. Don't let the sun bring you down.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get on up.
Well, I'd like to get on up. I'd like to.
Have you even been to bed?
At 11:30, I pulled into the house last night. 11:30, as I will explain in full my full eclipse experience, which involved driving onto some random field in the state of Illinois and literally having another. And this one even greater than the last, a life-altering experience yesterday as I saw 4 minutes and 5 seconds of the greatest spectacle a human can see. It's a natural wonder of the world. It's an absolute natural wonder of the world. And let me ask you a question. As two people that spent time in Knoxville yesterday. Get it together. How was that eclipse, Kim?
I saw a sliver twice.
Hey, Kim? How was that eclipse experience yesterday? Was it?
I was glad I saw something.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
It was something.
Was it?
It was not everything I hoped it to be. I was just glad we saw something twice.
You saw nothing generally, though.
It was horrible.
Thank you.
See, she'll
talk through her rose-colored glasses.
No, I had no glasses. Right. I mean, we had glasses. The three of us were sharing them.
Do you know what I'm saying when I say she's going to speak through her rose-colored glasses? She just can't accept the fact.
We were disappointed.
I had to explain last week that with cloud cover, there would be no viewing of the eclipse and all the things that are spectacular about it.
No, we saw a sliver twice.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? Don't try to...
We had to wait for the clouds to move
over.
Don't
gloss over, dear.
I'm not glossing.
You know, and seeing the crescent, you know, through your glasses is all neat. It's very cool.
It was.
But literally standing in a wide open field, miles from anyone, except a few other people that had followed me in or were around me.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about your experience.
Oh,
because our experience was, you know...
My experience involved 15 hours of driving yesterday. 15 hours. Ooh. 15 hours.
I stepped out on my deck.
You stepped on whose what?
I stepped out on my deck.
I thought you stepped out on somebody's what?
No.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it's just, there's no words. There literally is no words. And I attempted to go Facebook Live on our Facebook page just before, but literally.
I kept checking. I was hoping you would.
I know you did. But unfortunately, literally was out in the middle of nowhere. I zoomed in on the eclipse map. I found an eclipse map that was laid on top of the actual Google map.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I scrolled in further, more things would appear.
Yeah.
If you were looking at a photo of the path over like a map, when you zoom in on a map, it gets more clear.
Yeah.
Well, I found that online. And so kept zooming in and zooming in and zooming in and zooming in until I got to I saw an intersection, a frontage road, a dirt path, in a wide open field, which of course is the best way to see. You don't want trees around.
Yeah.
No.
Because you want to be able to see as much of the horizon as possible.
Yeah.
I literally drove out into private property, working farm. I don't know. I try not to trample too many, whatever the plant was. I try not to. But I needed to be right. I literally was probably in the greatest place you could be for the eclipse. And something I did differently this time that I didn't do last time. I had the glasses on last time when the spectacular moment happens. Mm-hmm. And then took off my glasses and experienced the darkness. I said this when I was in the ramp up. I said, hey, this is what you need to do. You truly need to have no glasses on when the thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have glasses on when the thing happens. The diamond ring, the circle, mm-hmm. the whole thing. The greatest ring light in the history of selfies. Okay? And it was, I mean, I wanted to cry.
I was going to ask, did you cry?
No, I didn't. I didn't
because
cry.
Because it was such an experience.
No, I did a video. I was doing video on my GoPro, and I'm going to edit together the weekend, which involves standing in the very spot, standing next to police officers, taking photographs of different things happening right where the chair that Morgan Wallen threw off at the top of Chiefs Bar.
I wanted to
landed.
Ask you about that too, because I knew you were in Nashville.
I was in Nashville for 2 nights, 2 days, on to Carbondale, south of Carbondale, Illinois. I'll get into all things that. Just understand this. Talking with my boy Scotty B this morning. I've already conflated two stories in the retelling. He wanted to know about your TWRA thing
mm-hmm.
being pulled over. And while in the middle of telling him that story.
And you told him I wasn't, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Which was all a bit of a prank.
Yeah.
Okay, I could have let him know. Oh, no, she did get pulled over, but I didn't.
Okay.
As I was telling that, all of a sudden I woke up in the middle of telling that. And I was telling the Rick Barnes story about our prank about Rick Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's like, what's going on? Oh, my God. I said, you asked about one thing and I was explaining another. So don't expect a lot out of me right now, people.
He's very tired.
Tell you right now.
Are you even awake now?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Exactly.
Lot to do today and a whole lot to talk about. We'll see how long I last.
Mark will be doing none of it.
I got one massive, oddly bloodshot eye. So we'll see how it goes today.
Did you look at it without?
No, for God's sake. Okay. Yes, I looked directly at the sun while the thing happened in the sky. And I'll explain it all mm-hmm. and all the fun and frivolity that was Nashville and Illinois and everything else. Coming up on the Mark and Kim Show on Starwater 2.1. I got a couple of parallel phrases here for you. Felony, reckless endangerment, and Kimberly Renee Hansard. It seems like the two go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah.
Felony, reckless endangerment, and Kimberly Renee Hansard.
I've never had a felony, reckless endangerment.
I'm just saying, if you were to have a crime, for all the things reckless and felonious, I could just see it happening. But it didn't happen for you. It hasn't happened for you yet.
No.
It has happened for Morgan Wallen, who obviously needs some sort of rehab. He needs some sort of rehab.
Again.
If in fact, if he can't handle his liquor at this age, and he's 30 now, right?
Yeah.
If he cannot handle his liquor, well, then he needs help. Arrested for three counts, felony reckless endangerment Sunday night in downtown Nashville after allegedly, and there's no allegedly to it, there's video. And the staff said it was Morgan.
And my son said, why is it always allegedly? Because in the first story that we saw about this, it was in there so many times. And it seems like news more than normal.
Well, he wants to be in journalism. He should know that you can't.
I know. He knows why.
Well, then why does he ask the question?
Because it seemed like it was more than you normally see.
I haven't seen any more allegedly than in any other story where until it literally needs, the way American jurisprudence works is you're accused of a crime or tried for the crime. The crime is either proven or not.
But I understood what he was saying.
Well, of course you do.
Well, no, because it was in there many, many times, allegedly.
Who had to be explained cloud cover and eclipse.
No, what I'm saying is it was in there many times, even though it said, people said that he was laughing afterwards, but
it's still an alleged crime. Mm-hmm. It's alleged at this point. Whether there's a ton of evidence or not, it's still alleged. So around 11 p.m. Nashville time on Sunday night into Monday morning, Morgan threw a chair off the sixth story roof of Eric Church's new bar called Chiefs on Broadway and Second. I know for a fact. So I was just there standing on that sidewalk in front of that club because a lot of light comes off the front of that club. It's a beautiful club, beautiful, a lot of light, which means a lot of faces illuminated and a lot of people walking by. So I took a lot of pictures and it's called street photography. And I literally stood there and talked to some cops the question was, how do you do this every night?
Was it these cops?
Yeah. I don't know. Because I saw them before this happened.
Mm.
And so I just said, and it's just literally standing right where 24 hours later, kabalooey, off comes the chair, landing within feet of cops standing. Because that's the main intersection. The road was blocked off for the second thing I was in Nashville for, which is the English Soccer Fan Fest.
Oh, that's right. The video.
Yeah.
I mean, the video. Video screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like, they weren't playing there. You have to watch it on TV.
Yeah, it's another thing where Kim thought Liverpool and Manchester United had showed up in downtown Nashville.
Yeah, it did, soccer. Because sometimes teams travel for big exhibition games or something.
Exhibition. Well, we're in the middle of the season. The point being, they had a big fan fest, which is a whole lot of fun, which is right next door. It was all set up right there at Chiefs, right at the intersection of 2nd and Broadway, the whole thing right down to the water. So, but back to Morgan. I mean, it's effectively Nashville's Times Square. It's Nashville's Times Square, and he couldn't have done it in a worse place. Like, go up there near Tootsie's, go on up near, you know, AJ's or whatever. No, he did it in the heartbeat.
Of course he did.
Everything was happening.
If you're going to do something, do it big.
The flying chair was caught on surveillance video, and witnesses said they watched him pick it up, toss it over, laughing afterwards. And he's lucky he didn't injure somebody or kill somebody. Six stories.
Yeah.
Six stories. Booked in by the Metro Nashville Police. Three counts of felony reckless endangerment. Now, he's got the attorneys that will somehow plea this down.
Of course he
won't do any time for this, probably. But and one count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Bail set at $15,250. Pulled it out of his right front pocket.
Yeah, it's walking around money.
Posted and released soon after he was arrested. Lots of videos.
Did you see his photo? His mugshot.
Yeah, it's just it's just goofy.
Doesn't look like a mugshot. You know, it's like,
well, he's smiling.
Yeah,
he knows. He's becoming the epitome of a country music star of the 1970s. Mm. You know, honky tonks and Raising Hell and the rest of it. This is...
It's not a good look.
Well, maybe for country music it is. Mm. Maybe for country music it is. Maybe he wants to be the bad boy. Maybe this is how he continues to be
doing a good job of looking
bad boy. And, you know, Morgan Wallen. Little Morgan. Mm. Oh, boy. Widespread rain and a few downpours today. 63 would be another horrible day for eclipse viewing here in East Tennessee. Because, you know, clouds and eclipses, Kim, don't necessarily run hand in hand.
Well, I got to see just how hand in hand they don't run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But did you see where a New York woman is still suffering from blurred vision and actually a blind spot in her eye from the 2017 eclipse because she looked at it directly without glasses, without anything. And of course, she's come out now and she's talking about how when they talk about don't look at this thing without glasses, I mean, don't do it.
Well, deserves what she got because
absolutely,
because we've talked about this and it sounds terribly rude to say, and I don't give a damn. There are stupid people.
But they keep talking. I mean, they kept saying, do not do this. Do not look at it.
There was news a year ago that there are people that will do this on purpose because they're just, look, we can't, we just ignore stupid people.
Well, she said she didn't do it on purpose. She said it was just she said, I'd heard this. And she goes, I didn't do it on purpose.
Her? No.
No.
I mean,
no, I'm not defending her. I'm just telling you what she said.
Here's what I listen.
Yes. The woman.
Excuse me.
The woman is 26-year-old Naya Payne of Staten Island. And she was out looking at it. And she said, I took my glasses off too soon. And she said it was maybe 15 seconds total. She goes, because I put them back on and took them off. And she said, my left eye has this blind spot. She goes, I realized later, she said it wasn't immediate. It was later, a few hours after. And she said, I noticed that as I was walking around, I had blind spots. And she goes, then I was trying to read something later and there were blind spots. And when she went to the eye doctor a few days later, because she thought, well, okay, it's just going to clear up. They said it was the shape of the blind spot in her eye was the shape of the crescent or whatever that she saw in the eclipse in 2017. And she said, but it'll go away, right? And they said, no, once you have that, it doesn't go away. So now, 6.5-7 years later, she's talking about it again because she goes, this does not go away. And so here she is today, still talking about it because she still has this blind spot.
It's okay. She can be stupid.
And she says, I should have never done this. She goes, even a few seconds can ruin eyes.
Every time you catch the sun in your eye, you instantaneously look away. Sorry. It's going to be a rough morning. I mean, I literally, even if you tried, you couldn't look at the sun for more than a split second. So she did something on purpose. She thought it would be funny or watch this or whatever. And she's now... Her eyesight is damaged, and that's fine because she doesn't deserve good eyesight because she's stupid.
Yeah, she says
all right. That's all there is to it. There's no defining it further. She's stupid. She'll suffer the consequences.
She has acute solar retinopathy.
Well, there's nothing.
That's what
they
call it.
There's nothing cute about
it. It's not cute.
Nothing cute at all. So.
And she says there's no way to fix it.
Okay, well.
There's not any medicine she can take, any drops or anything.
Oh, the moral of the story, everybody, is to look. Now, don't look at the sun, because you know why? Our listeners are smarter than that.
They are.
All right.
Didn't you look at it? Didn't you say your eyes?
I'll explain everything.
Okay.
I mean, I saw the diamond ring, the whole, look, there was a way to do it.
Your eyes bloodshot.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, go with that. Go with that. Because I'm stupid. We got tickets to Beads and Blooms. Beers and Blooms. What are you showing at the Muse coming up? Yeah, it's the Beads and Blooms. We take New Orleans and bring it to the Muse this Thursday. So Beers and Blooms, you can win those tickets for Her versus Him, Mark versus Kim. Game of the day will be The Feud, coming up at 7:20-ish this morning. Right here on Star 102, bleary-eyed from driving 15 hours to this damn eclipse. And, of course, staring directly into the sun for 4 straight minutes. Of course, that's the sun you're allowed to stare in for 4 straight minutes. Mm. Not the one that happens before that, you dopes. People. So I was referring to the dopes out there on Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim show who, may have stared or looked at the sun too early or whatever, or locked their gaze and then they see visions. Do you know what the number one Google search yesterday was?
What?
Why do my eyes hurt?
Are you serious?
I'm not lying to you.
I thought it might be, where do I find eclipse glasses?
Right.
You know what's so funny? So my wife had gotten like the updated eclipse glasses with the like the really thick black, over the top of the regular sunglasses. You could barely see the sun do its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the crescent was beginning to form.
Yeah.
The cheap ass paper, little film, looks like 3D movie glasses. Yeah. Were freaking fabulous, and they're all you really need.
Yeah, that's what we had.
That's what I had, yeah.
Yeah, how did it go for you, Kim?
Mm-hmm. $4.
I saw a sliver. We didn't need the glasses.
Is that the best eclipse story you have? We saw a sliver?
We stepped out on the deck. Actually, I was inside, and my husband said, "It's happening! The clouds are moving! Get out here!" So I walk out on the deck, and
clouds.
There was a sliver. I have 2 pictures I can show you.
No, trust me. I saw God last night.
Well, I believe that.
I saw God.
God was with you. He didn't come with us.
I don't need to see your bad iPhone pictures.
Well, that's all I have.
I saw God yesterday.
Well, that's good. God was with you in that field.
It was, and he was right there, and he held my hand through this whole thing.
Yeah.
Google searches, otherwise known as God. Google searches for my eyes hurt skyrocketed right after the eclipse ended.
So there were a lot of people who didn't wear glasses and looked at the sun and did all the things you're not supposed to do.
They don't know not to look at the sun, but they know to Google my eyes hurt.
No, I think they do know to not look at it, but they still look at it because they're like, how bad could it be? There's just that little sliver. People are stupid.
No, now she's on board with me.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's certain things where you are right.
If you did stay, I can't believe I have to say this, but the Weather Channel.
Tanner.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a morning. It's going to be a morning. I'm telling you right now.
Weather Channel posted
a list of symptoms to look out for if you did stare at the sun yesterday. Like headaches, blurred vision, and a blind spot. And
a concussion.
It does.
People are also claiming to have eclipse sickness.
Eclipse sickness?
Now, I will say this. In those moments, when the sun goes, when it darkens over, and there's that odd gloaming happening, it feels like the early symptoms of a migraine. It messes with your vision. When you are literally, it was like, I was like, wow, it's odd. And it was even worse. Or better, if you want to call it that, more of an experience where I was yesterday than 7 years ago in Spring City.
Yeah, we wouldn't know that. It was just overcast.
No, yeah, I saw it through like a
tried to
window.
Tell you. Oh no, you'll feel all the experience. You'll have the full eclipse experience with the clouds.
No, we didn't.
Didn't even get
dark.
Well,
you said you did. You said you would.
I know.
And a woman in Florida shot at cars on the highway and blamed it on the eclipse. She hit 2 people.
What?
Yeah, yeah. It's just one more thing. on top of everything else.
The eclipse made her shoot people.
Yeah, of course. Florida. Florida. All right, we'll get into this. We'll come back. We'll get some comments together for the furthest you've gone for the smallest experience.
Some pretty funny ones.
I saw God. I saw him 2017, and I saw him yesterday.
2017, I experienced something. Yesterday, not so much.
I tried to tell you, but you don't listen. Tyrone on phones, formerly of the Mark and Kim show.
Mm-hmm.
With his family. Good Lord. With his family drove to Indianapolis to experience the eclipse in all its glory last night. I drove and ended up in a little, in the middle of a farm field in a place called Anna, Illinois yesterday.
Anna, Illinois?
And it's the smallest place I could find outside of where a million people would be. Literally on a frontage road, literally on a path to get back to a field. Standing there, crunching grass under my feet, or crops. And literally, but you know, and I like I said,
you're lucky somebody didn't come out and just shoot you.
Well, you know, if I got shot during the eclipse,
that out there on my peanuts,
off my property,
on his what now?
Peanuts or some whatever they grow, corn, I guess. I don't know.
Peanuts. She said peanuts. Though.
Peanuts. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Just want to. I mean, it was spiritual. I said after 2017, I would drive to the end of the earth to see the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Next one for America is 2044 or 45. But there are plenty around the world to see at other times. If you get a chance to travel to see this.
So will you travel again?
I will. And there's a chance soon. Like next year to go to Spain. But because I told you the advice I gave was not have the glasses on when all the magic is happening. And the magic is the moments when the moon fully gets in front of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the diamond ring happens where like one side is like glittery and shiny. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's the perfect ring light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can look at that while it's happening. One of the things that was the most amazing is when you had the glasses on and the smallest sliver of the sun was still showing, like a crescent moon. But
that's
a crescent,
what I saw.
Okay. How much light that still provided? Like 99% of the sun is completely blocked, but it's a bright day. And then it dims and it dims. And that light is almost like a migraine headache light. Like you're like that look, you ever get a migraine and your vision dims a little bit and you kind of get spotty. It's that weird light. Still really can't look at it without the glasses. And you're kind of peeking up, And then in those nanoseconds while it's happening,
it's like
you're watching the most amazing celestial event there is for us to see. Granted, with the telescope, and we're seeing galaxies form, and all. Yeah, okay. I'm talking about standing on Earth and looking up,
just the naked eye, and just
the naked
experiencing
eye,
it.
Right? The whole the gloaming, the light. It's I can't, other than saying it's the work of God in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I truly can't explain it any other way than that. It's quiet. It was like the longest 4 minutes of my life. It was like a Justin Timberlake record. It was just like,
oh, come on.
No, I'm kidding. I love Justin Timberlake.
That's a great way to explain
what
that.
What I'm saying is, well, it literally, like I'm like 2 minutes in and it felt like I'd been there all day. And then I'm at 3 minutes in. I'm like, I can't believe it's still happening. Like all this movement of it happening, you know, you're watching the sun disappear. And then you're just standing there with the perfect ring light circle up there.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing there, and you feel it literally got cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took like 2 full minutes for the bugs to finally realize. And they started to sound off. I mean, it was just the most awe-inspiring, spiritual. You can't believe you get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Moment.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So I would do it again, and I will do it again. Because that second when it happens and the glitter of that light and the ring forming and then boom, and that, oh, it's just, it's remarkable. So the post was, I'm in the middle of driving 12 hours for a 4 minute moment.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up being 15. We kept going back and forth on my ways from avoid freeways, don't avoid freeways. Like I'd get on the freeway, back up, put on avoid freeways on ways.
Mm-hmm.
You go into the navigation settings, avoid freeways. It gets you off and then you're on back roads. The back roads were just as clogged for hours. We sat in traffic for hours.
So the traffic really they were telling you.
30 million people were going to drive into the path of totality.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all in Illinois.
Wow.
or, but they weren't, of course. I mean, in the entire country, the swath through the country. But I mean, there was no getting around it. There was no getting around it. And it was worth it.
A lot of people were going to the New England area as well. They were saying that be the best place.
Well, whatever. The 4 minutes and 5 seconds were the best here, as close as I could get. Mm-hmm. Better than Indianapolis, better than, it was just 4 minutes and 5 seconds of just, I can't enjoy.
But you can't say just 4 minutes, can you? I mean, when it's that amazing. You said just 4 minutes, and but I mean it's not just four minutes.
Noah Kahn was 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So just 4 minutes is just 4 minutes. But I mean, it was the longest incredible. 4 minutes. It was literally the longest 4 minutes of my life. Mm-hmm. Literally longest 4 minutes of my life. And I would do it again, and I will do it again. And I didn't have to explain to anybody what about cloud cover and eclipses. Somebody telling me, no, you'll get the full experience even if there's clouds. Oh, no, you won't. Melissa drove from Tazewell, Tennessee to Jasper, Indiana to see the eclipse. Destiny, beginning of the year, my husband and I drove to Ann Arbor, Michigan to see the University of Michigan parade. We were gone for a total of 24 hours and spent 21 of them in the car.
Oh my goodness.
Ciara, I was hoping that Kim and Tyler would have been right about still being able to experience the eclipse through rain clouds. Ha ha ha.
And then, terrible.
Then we saw nothing.
Yeah, it was not great.
Why would you want them to be right about that? That's funny. Nikki, we're still on. This is last night. She texted this while in the car. We're still on our way home from seeing the eclipse, too. A 5.5 hour drive turned into an 8 hour drive.
Because the traffic and stuff.
Oh, the traffic was remarkable traffic. Yeah, I mean, like end of the world traffic. Like you just get in your car and drive somewhere. Yeah. Like
it's going to help. Trying to escape.
Right. Helen, I love this one. And we'll get into more comments after her versus him. Helen, from La Follette, Tennessee to Lexington, Kentucky, my stepson loves Skyline Chili, and Lexington was the closest one. So about 6 hour round trip just to eat Skyline Chili. That's classic. We have some other great comments.
A craving.
We'll get into that. But if I could give any advice, if you're at all into, I even called Space Boy Alex Olive yesterday, old Alex O.
Did he go somewhere to see
it? No, of course not, the douche. he's singing a ring of something else. As newly married as he is, and waiting. So I said, hey, Space Boy. Said, did you get to the thing? No, I didn't. I was like, oh, it's just, you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta see this. It's amazing. Time for her versus him. Mark versus Kim. As we welcome our two contestants, one named Brittany and one named Aaron. Today, Brittany and Aaron are playing the feud for
a pair of tickets to Beers and Blooms at the Muse. This is an adult-only event at the Muse this Thursday. Event starts at 6 p.m. Tickets are available at themuseknoxville.org.
Adults only? You sure?
Yeah.
You sure it's not Beads and Blooms?
I'm pretty sure.
beers and boobs, maybe?
Not that adult.
All right. Aaron would like that, though. Aaron would be like, I'm all about them beers and boobs. Good morning, Aaron.
I am getting a little excited.
I can tell you. Getting all chubby on us. Brittany, congratulations. You've made it through, you're a winner already, no matter how you do.
Awesome.
You too, Aaron. You both win, no matter what. But please give it your best effort anyway. All right. Round one of the feud. Start with the ladies first. Brittany, for the first point, first round, top five answers on the board. Give me the most popular answer. Name something that glitters.
Sparkles, rainbows.
Hold on, darling. Darling, you give one answer at a time. You wait to find out if it's a good answer or a bad answer. So I'm going to say, name something that glitters. One answer, please. 2 seconds.
Sparkles.
Is sparkles on the list? That sounds like an adjective to me. So I'll say strike number one. Kim, name something that glitters.
Sequins.
Are sequins on the list? Yeah! From the last woman on the world who still wears sequins. Yes, it's number five on the list.
That's not true.
Name something that sparkles. Brittany?
Diamonds.
Is the diamond on the list? Here we go. All right. Number three and number five off the list. One strike on the board. Kim, name something that glitters.
Glitter.
Wonder if that should have been on the list.
Oh.
List. Glitter at number one.
I was like, no, how is that not on the list?
Number two and number four are left. Name something that glitters. Brit.
Oh my goodness.
2 seconds. Strike two. Kim, name something that glitters.
Sand.
The sand glitter. Didn't make the top five. Strike three. Boys, talk it out.
gold a star?
The time for discussion is over. Aaron, to steal the first round of the first point, name something that glitters.
How about makeup?
Glittery makeup is the makeup that might have glitter in it on the list. No, the point goes to Brittany, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Grandmaster Steve. All right. Glitter, gold at number two. Diamond at number three. Snow at number four.
Snow, but not sand.
Yes. Snow will glitter more than sand, I would assume. I don't know. And sequins at number five. Look, you got a couple of answers in there. Don't get testy. All right. Scoremaster Steve, one.
That is one for Brittany, zero right. for Aaron.
We go to Aaron for these 2 points. Aaron, give me a guy's nickname, a nickname for a guy that starts with the letter S.
You said S?
S as in Sam, but that's not one of them. 2 seconds. 1 second.
Nope.
All right. Yes, man. Give me a guy's nickname that starts with the letter S.
Sexy.
Is sexy on the list?
Yeah.
At number five. All right, Aaron. Give me a guy's nickname, a nickname for a guy that starts with the letter S.
About stud.
Is stud on the list?
Yeah.
At number four. Number one, two, and three are left. A nickname for a guy that starts with the letter S. Yes, man?
Slim.
Are they calling you that now? By
no, not anymore. They used to.
You fat bastard! I'm only kidding. Slim at number one. So number one, four, and five are off the list. Did he get a strike or not?
There was one strike.
Okay, yeah. One strike on the board. Okay. Aaron, nickname for a guy that starts with the letter S.
How about Shady?
Shady! Oh.
Slim
and
Shady.
Slim and Shady. Okay, a guy's nickname that starts with the letter S.
Slick.
Slick on the list.
They call you that, don't they?
What?
Don't they call you Slick?
You making fun of my bald head now?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Not at all.
Well, you both are. And that's okay. I got to see God yesterday. Y'all didn't.
That's fine.
Old cloud cover. We got cloud to my left, cover to my right. Cloud cover sitting in front of me. One answer left. One strike to work with. Aaron. 2 seconds.
How about Shorty?
Hey, Shorty. Get those fighting words, by the way. Strike three, girls. Talk it out.
Sparky?
Time for discussion is over.
Sparky.
For the second and third point, Britt.
Sounds like a dog.
Name a nickname for a guy that starts with the letter S.
Let's go with Sparky.
Is Sparky on the list?
That is correct.
Oh, my God, yes! Slim, Slick, Sparky, Stud, and Sexy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
It's always saying that. Listen, Sparky.
Scoremaster Steve, what do you have?
That'll be 3 for Brittany, 0 for Aaron.
All right, so Brittany, you're in the lead. You get to decide if you want to play this or pass this. Listen closely. Round 3, top 4 answers, only 2 strikes to work with. Name a local bank. You want to play that or pass that?
Let's play.
She says play. All right. Brittany, name a local bank.
ORNO.
That's a credit union. So I'll say strike number one.
No.
name a local bank. Kim?
Regions.
Is Regions on the list?
Yes.
Regions Bank is on the list of name a local bank.
Oh, no.
One more strike to work with. Brittany, a local bank.
Oh, gosh.
2 seconds.
I don't know anything.
Oh,
strike two, boys, for the tie.
Tennessee State Bank, First Horizon.
Oh, no.
All right, the time of discussion is over. Aaron, to tie it up right now, name a local bank.
How about First Horizon?
Is First Horizon on the list?
That is correct, sir.
Yay! And we're at a tie. And because they both win, we stay at the tie.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Wins.
Yay!
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I got some more responses for the post that I guess was double entendre, because several people in the comments about my post concerning the eclipse yesterday, like, no bell, no comments. Like, wait, hold on. Mark is in the middle of driving 12 hours for 4 minutes and 5 seconds of eclipse totality. What's the farthest you've gone for the shortest experience? So that could have been sexual?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the people. I'm just here for the comments.
Like, the emoji.
Like Jolene wrote, we drove from Lenore City to Washington, Indiana, outside of Evansville, today to see the eclipse. Swung into Owensville, Kentucky to eat at Moonlight Barbecue. Currently in White Plains, Kentucky on our way home. We've been on the road for 15 hours, including charging time. I saw two Teslas on the side of the road yesterday, where they damn didn't expect to be caught in this much traffic. And I'll bet you they ran out of charge.
Well, yeah. Apparently it just pulled itself over.
Hold on. EVs. Yeah, baby! Internal combustion for the win! Woo!
Woo.
Brad, you know, Mr. Bradley Allen Tester, has written 14 hours round trip for a 2-hour scrimmage game. Not even a game!
Oh my gosh.
Scrimmage. Anna flew to Atlanta, to Richmond, VA, drove for 2 hours to Washington, D.C. to see Bad Bunny. Okay, it's a long way for a concert.
That's fandom.
Yeah.
Oh, who's going to tell Sarah Catherine? Who's going to tell her? I once drove to Florida to have lunch at Texas Roadhouse. Who's gonna tell her?
Oh.
Hey, Sarah Catherine. There's Texas Roadhouses everywhere.
Yeah, we have those here.
Yeah, get to the mall, darling.
Goodness.
One right outside the mall. Megan drove from Memphis to Pensacola to see the sunrise on the beach and drove straight back to Knoxville. Then in January, I drove to Massachusetts to pick up my daughter, stayed 20 minutes, and back to Maryville. Sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
Grace, we used to leave Friday night, drive all night in shifts, go to Central Florida to family, get there Saturday morning, then head back to Tennessee Sunday morning. Whew. Ain't no way I'd be able to do that now, though. I am permanently now, after 15 hours in the car yesterday and driving pretty much all weekend, in a permanent seated position, just so you know.
We're going to have to lift you out of here.
I did. I waddled. You see me walking in. It was weird. I don't quite understand this one. Karen has written.
Karen.
My husband flew from Atlanta to California for a concert.
Okay.
But couldn't get a rental car, so jumped back on the plane to Atlanta within 30 minutes. Come on. Hold on.
Okay.
Candy? Candy Spice. I drove 6 hours one way to have lunch at the original Margaritaville in Key West and to see the southernmost point, which, by the way, isn't the southernmost point, hate to tell you. Then drove 6 hours back the same day. That's a lot. 5 hours for Tabitha to eat at Mark Wahlberger's house. I mean, place, not house. At the Wahlbergers. Jordan went to Memphis to Beale Street Music Festival, drove back that night. That's a long 6 hours. And Katie took my mom 29 hours, 2014 miles for her to have an In-N-Out burger. It's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 2026. We'll finally know here in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth waiting for.
Have you ever gotten so into something you're watching on TV that others in the home question if you're okay?
No.
Well, it happened to me just the other night.
No.
Yeah.
You're into something on television?
I'm into something.
That you didn't fall asleep while watching?
Believe it or not.
Wow. And what were you so into on television that people thought you were, what, lost your mind or something?
Young Sheldon.
Was it a sporting event?
No, it's Young Sheldon.
Screaming for your favorite team to win?
Mm-mm.
Only to have them tie and lose their domination in the English Premiership. But go on.
That must have been you and the large crowd in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Others must have been yelling with you. I can't imagine you were the only one losing your mind. Well,
were you the only one losing your mind at home?
Pretty much.
Well, because the others have already lost their minds?
No. My son was upstairs. My husband and I are watching Young Sheldon together. It's one show that we found that we can watch together. We try to find something.
The one show?
I said it's one show.
Oh.
We try to find something that we can watch together. We actually have two shows right now, Ghost, which I've talked about before.
And Young Sheldon.
And Young Sheldon.
Well, you're on the cusp of cool, as you've said.
Hey, a lot of people are watching both of these shows.
Of cool.
a lot of people watching both these shows.
I don't care about them.
But anyway, we're watching this show and we're up to date with it. And as we're watching it, I yell out, "Can you imagine how unhappy I would be about this?" And Ralph's laughing.
Why wouldn't you just say that?
I was really into it. Because what has happened? Well, my son comes running downstairs and he goes, What's wrong?
Your son runs?
Believe it or not. And he runs like boom, 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 boom. I mean, you can hear him run all the way down the hallway.
And you're yelling what now?
Can you imagine how unhappy I would be about that?
Buffoonery.
Boom, 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 boom.
You're the buffoon today.
Buffoonery.
Yeah, but he comes running down. What's wrong with mom? What's wrong with mom? And Ralph and I both look up at him. And we're like.
It's like, you know what it is? It's like an insane asylum.
Ignoramus.
Too much going on.
I'm sorry?
Ignoramus.
Oh, yeah.
So I look at him and we're like, what are you talking about? Because it takes him a minute to get down there.
I'll say.
Because he's at the very back of the house, upstairs, down the stairs. And we go, what are you talking about?
Amongst the wings of the home.
Because we've gone on. And he goes, mom was yelling, what's wrong? What's wrong? Are y'all fighting? And we're like, no, we're not fighting. We never fight like that. Why would he think we were fighting?
No.
And he goes, mom never does
they
that.
Never
what's
fight.
Going on?
No.
Not like that.
Tim says it, and that's it.
We may disagree, but we certainly don't yell. So he was concerned.
But you'll yell at young Sheldon?
Yes. Because, we said.
Not about something that matters. You'll yell about young Sheldon.
And we said, nothing's wrong. Mom was upset about something that, you know, we saw on TV.
Which was what, by the way?
What happened was Georgie, Sheldon's older brother, and his girlfriend are planning to get married. And their baby, they're trying to decide on the wedding. Is it going to be Baptist or is it going to be Catholic? Her mother wants it to be a Catholic wedding. And Sheldon's mother wants it to be a Baptist wedding because she's a good Baptist mother and the other one's a good Catholic mother. So each of them take their little baby and has it baptized. Sheldon's mother invites the pastor over to the house and has it baptized in the kitchen sink. And Mandy, Georgie's wife, or soon-to-be wife, has the baby dropped by the Catholic church while she's out walking the baby and has it sprinkled in the Catholic church. So they've both had the baby baptized without Georgie and Mandy, the baby's parents, knowing. And so...
Godfather.
Sounds like a scene from The Godfather.
Oh, it is. And so when they find... I'm like, oh my gosh, someone takes my baby and has it baptized without me knowing? Do you know how mad I would be about that? And so it
buffoonery.
Got me upset.
Buffoonery.
And so I yell out, do you know how mad I would be about that? And so, of course, it gets
sounds
us
like,
talking.
Sounds like you were already mad about it.
Well, it would be. Would you not be mad if someone took your infant child and made a huge decision without telling you?
Can you calm down about a TV show? I mean, literally something that didn't happen?
Is that not the proof of a good show that you're getting so into it that someone has taken your baby and done something? Would you not be upset about this?
I would be upset if it happened, I don't know, in real life.
Yeah.
But if you're into the show, it's like real life.
No, dear. It's a TV show.
But it's like real life.
Scripted. Really? Hold on.
If you're into the show, it is.
Hold on.
Buffoonery.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been into a show so much that you get into the characters.
That I believed it was real?
Yeah. In that story, it's real.
Not even reality shows, I think, are real.
Do you not get into shows
and start thinking? Much less a scripted sitcom where I'm going to scream out and imagine they've really done this. You're not really, come on. I know you're kooky, but come on.
No, I mean, shows, don't they make you think about, like, oh my gosh, if somebody did this to me,
but I'll internalize
how you would
act? I certainly won't scream them out in my home.
Well, it was bad enough when the first mother did it. And then when the second mother did it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're both doing this without telling the parents.
Ignoramus.
I can't be the only one that would do something like this.
I don't care about
other
people.
But it got my son upset.
You understand?
Boom, 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 boom. What's wrong with mom? I mean, he was really concerned.
Sounds like you live in a wildlife preserve. A couple of cuckoo birds, a dodo, and an elephant coming down the stairs. It sounds like
it sort
that.
Sort of seemed like
good
that.
Good Lord. Really? Of all the things
I got over
how
it.
How bored are you people?
We're not bored. We were
Did
enjoying
I tell you
our
I
show.
Stood in a field and held hands with God yesterday for
you
4
know,
minutes and 5
we
seconds?
We each have our excitement, and this was our excitement.
Young Sheldon.
What the hell? If someone took your baby and did something without your knowledge, something this big,
on a
baptizing
TV,
your
on
baby.
On a sitcom.
Because I put myself in the character. It's just like
comedy.
Reading a book. It's just like when you're reading a book.
A little different.
When you read your book, you put yourself in the character's situations, don't you?
I feel you. Yes, dear.
No, you don't.
I feel you.
No, you don't. You're just wanting to move on.
I absolutely want to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything you would like to say, Kim, to the people that are texting into the radio station concerning your last story about a TV show called Young Sheldon?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry we can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
For what, dear?
I gave a little bit of a...
A little bit of a what, dear?
I gave away some of the storyline.
You mean another spoiler?
I didn't mean to. I didn't even think about it.
Do you ever mean to?
No, I don't.
Then why can't you help yourself?
Because I got excited.
What?
You know,
people, it's so funny. You know, people time shift shows all the time.
I was time shifting it.
What, from Thursday?
Yeah, it airs on Thursday.
And you watch it this weekend?
And we watch, yes.
Whoa, whoo. Ooh,
we let them build up and we watched them.
The shart out of it.
Well, we watched several episodes at once. We let them build up and then we watch them. And
then you tell everybody on the radio about stuff when people
they're forgiving me, or some of them are.
Oh, are they forgiving you? Well, what else matters? Aww.
I'm sorry.
Never learns a lesson here on Star Wars 2.1. Jupiter popped last night, yesterday afternoon during the eclipse. You could see two planets, boom, boom, showed up. I think it was Venus and Saturn. I mean, Venus and Jupiter, sorry. Which is remarkable. Remarkable. We'll talk more about the eclipse in our podcast, bonus feature, today after the show. We'll sit around and talk about more stuff. Doesn't make the radio, but it does make the podcast available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, the Star Water 2.1 app, and the Star Water 2.1 website, starwater21fm.com. Your girl, Becky G, has... You know, she's a little taken aback by the whole
ignoramus
and the buffoonery that I dropped in while you were telling your, I'm sorry, while you were spoiling Sheldon, young Sheldon, for everybody.
People are being very gracious about it.
Well, you know, they're all sycophants.
No, they're not. They've taken me to task and then they're like, it's okay. There's still plenty of show to watch.
Yeah, but it's not okay to spoil. So instead of like doing things like
ignoramus,
saying that, or, you know, talking about maybe the kind of behavior that takes place in that house as
buffoonery.
It's just what we are.
I understand that. I'll say things like this instead. Like, your teacher always handed your tests back face down, didn't she?
No. Mm.
These are insults that don't sound so bad.
Until you think about them and it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Like if I just say, well, that sounds like something you'd say. How about this one? Instead of saying
buffoonery,
I'll say, I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence. I love that. I love that about you.
Oh my gosh. And you say it in that voice.
What voice?
When you say it, when you say stuff like, you know, soft and tender.
Oh.
I love how you don't let your limitations affect.
How about this one? Oh, sweetie.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
I'll be dropping that on you from time to time.
Oh. I've used that on people.
Well, I don't call you sweetie, but
No, but I've used that on people.
I will say, oh, Kim. Oh, Kim.
Oh, yes.
You know, wisdom has always been chasing you, but you've just been a little bit faster.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I don't know if I could call you this. I don't know if I could use this insult. That sounds nice. Nicely worded insults. I'm not sure I could say this to you. You might be able to say this to me. You know, you're all mouth but no trousers. No, I got all the ass I need. I do. I admire your enthusiasm. Oh, yes. Oh. And on this show, from this point forward, especially when she's doing spoilers, I could say things like, oh, you know, what an odd thing to say aloud. Yeah, what an odd thing to say aloud.
Which is
most of the stuff you say.
I've said that to somebody before,
what
too.
What an odd thing to say out loud.
Not in those words exactly, but...
Similar to that. Sounds like something you'd say. That's even softer, though. Oh, yeah. What an odd thing to say out loud.
You don't have to say everything that comes to mind.
I do say this often. It is impossible to underestimate you.
Oh.
It is impossible to underestimate you.
Those are ugly.
These are lovely.
They're ugly.
These are all perfect.
Ugly. Ugly.
Well, you know,
don't you start using those things.
I do
to
admire
me.
Your enthusiasm. But now I see what everyone's talking about. There you go.
Oh.
Buffoonery.
Would you prefer buffoonery as opposed to some of these?
Buffoonery.
I think I would.
Yeah. Family circus.
Seems
over
more
there.
Direct.
Yeah. Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen doing Morgan Wallen things. Throwing that chair off of the top of Chiefs downtown Nashville in the Times Square of Nashville at Broadway and 2nd, and people are losing their minds over it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People, some of the best reactions that are out there.
Mm.
Gonna tell Morgan Wallen what my teacher used to tell me. Keep all four on the floor. You know, like when you'd rock back in your chair in class.
Oh, we're making chair jokes now.
Mm-hmm.
we do a prank on, you know, an April Fool's Day prank about somebody being fired after losing the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But that's too soon.
Mm-hmm. No, not with Morgan Wallen, because this is a second big mess up with him. I just know Morgan Wallen's PR team is tired. These are all posts that are on, and these are not jokes. I mean, these are real posts that are out there right now.
I thought they were all just jokes people were making up.
I mean, these are posts that are out there on social media right now.
Like,
Morgan Wallen was charged with 3 felonies, and not a single one of them was for that haircut. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's letting it grow out right now, right? Because he cut it off short. He cut it all off. He cut the mullet off, and then he's in between. He's in the in between.
He's working back to a mullet.
You think so? It just looks all one length and kind of shaggy at this point.
And in a similar vein, there's one from Mission Impossible where Tom Cruise throws a chair through an office window. The caption reads, Morgan Wallen after the Appletini kicks in.
Appletini. Uh-huh. Is he an Appletini kind of guy?
I can't imagine. And finally, in possibly the most serious burn of all, quote, Beyonce is number one on the country charts. Morgan Wallen is number 101-5626 at the Davidson County Sheriff.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Give me.
More.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, you give a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I should have done this earlier.
Or just don't give a spoiler. Spoiler alert, there will be an eclipse in 2024 or 5. The 2044 eclipse, I don't think, is anywhere near us. The 2045 eclipse, I think, is going to be near us. So, spoiler alert, eclipse news. Sorry to ruin it for anybody. I mean, it's no young Sheldon, but it'll do, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, but just because you're not watching something, people are watching it.
I didn't say that they're watching. Well, this has nothing to do with you spoiling it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to shift it to me? I don't watch the show. For you to have got, you know, you did a whole segment about how freaked out you were about some plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
But in the description of the plot twist, you neglected one more time to remember that people watch these shows on their own time, and that discussing shows as they're happening, which is, you know, 4 days from when it happened.
Didn't even think about it.
Is, you never do, is now we don't do that anymore. We've said on this, we have stated unequivocally on this show that years later, you're really not supposed to give away plot twists. People don't want to know. They don't even want to know. And you've seen these emails. You've been a part of these emails and these texts to the radio station.
I know.
People don't even want you to say if it was good or bad.
I know.
Because if they know you well enough to know what you like and what you don't like, and if you don't like something that they're looking forward to, then that puts a pall on it. They don't want to know what you think of it. Don't, especially on radio with a wide audience, do not talk about shows, because everybody does not, this is not 1983, when people are sitting around waiting to find out who killed JR.
And I messed up. And I truly did not even think about it. And didn't.
When do you?
I don't.
Ever?
I got excited about it. It was something that happened in my home. I wasn't even thinking about that being a spoiler at all. But
it's a major plot twist.
Hmm.
Major. I don't even watch a show. And I know it was a major plot twist from the instantaneous number of texts that came into the radio station. Buffoonery.
I'm sorry.
Who knew? And the buffoonery wasn't the actions in the house of, you know, people running around. What's going on with mom? Why is mom screaming, right? Mom? Yeah, exactly. Which just sounds, as opposed to just yelling at, everything okay? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, because like, I don't generally shout out.
How about this? Why is everything a scene?
Because he thought I was upset.
No, he thought
I was upset at his dad.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why is everything a scene with you people?
It's not, but this case was, because he thought that I was upset with his dad, and that doesn't happen like in those ways. If we're upset, we're talking about something.
Wouldn't
I'm not shouting
also,
out like, do you know how upset I would be about that? I mean, I was yelling at his dad.
But let's say you were. Let's say you were.
Mm-hmm.
It's none of his business.
Well, if I'm upset, he feels like he needed to look into
it. If he thought that it was his mother and his father.
He wanted to take care of his mother.
Arguing with each other. Oh, now he has to protect mom. Is there something we need to know?
No, but
he needs to protect mom from dad?
He's protective of his mom. He is. He's protective of his mom.
When do you need to be protected other than these 4 hours a day?
He feels like I need to be protected. He feels like it's part of his job, I guess, to look after his mom. If he's out with me, he looks out for me. I don't know. It's just something he does. I guess we've raised him that way. I don't know. He looks after me.
He's never been in a fight in his life.
Just like he looks after his grandmother.
He's never been in a fight in his life.
But he
looks
after me.
You need to get this kid put some boxing gloves on this kid. Teach him how to fight if he's going to do all this protecting. A protection racket is usually with somebody that can protect.
Well.
So, yeah, you're ruining stuff. So, spoiler alert, 2044, 2045, I'm not exactly sure on, you know, it's only 20 years from now, so I'm sure we'll have some time to figure it out. But my wife, my daughter has said that she's going to Spain next year because where her husband's family is from is right in the line of totality for another solar eclipse.
Well, when you said Spain, that gives you an opportunity as well because you've been there before and they're...
They have an apartment there. My son-in-law's family has an apartment there.
Yeah.
And you know, my son-in-law is in the process of calling dibs on that time frame because they all have to call dibs at the beginning of the year. And so, yeah, if I can get over there for that, I'd be like, look, I will see it any chance I get because of how absolutely remarkable it is, and found the whole experience just heartwarming, reaffirming that there's something out there bigger than us. I believe that. Yeah, granted, I know. Only planets lined up, a sun, a moon, and an earth lined up. I know it's only that. But to me, it was such a remarkable moment.
Say only that, that in itself, though, I mean, when we think about, if you stop and think about the fact that there's planets out there to begin with,
and they line up
and they don't just crash into each other. I mean, all the things that happen to make any of this real and any of this just stable is amazing anyway. Mm-hmm. And then to think that this happens so infrequently.
Yeah, it does.
Infrequent. All of this is amazing when you think about it. We take so many things for granted.
Or granite, as people say.
Oh, I know. I hear people say that a lot.
Take things for granted.
I did not say that.
You know,
one of my best friends says that all the time and I want to correct her, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. I did hear one. I saw one sweet moment. We'd stopped at a restaurant and people were talking about it and I heard, little boy said, "Dad, can you explain what a solar eclipse is?" And the dad said, "No, son."
Oh, no, son.
I get it.
Oh, do you?
No, I get it.
Okay, that long pause there was brought to you as a public service by the library.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing there. It wasn't, do you?
Yes, I do.
How many seconds in before?
No, I got it.
"Dad, can you explain the solar eclipse to me?" "No, son." Why not? So, yeah. So, like I said, I made sure that there were no glasses. The gloaming, I can't if that's the word to use. But
gloaming. Just, I've been meaning to ask you that. Where did you come up with that word, the gloaming?
Well, it's an actual term.
Well, you've used it quite a bit, but I never really heard gloaming until you used it. I'm looking it up.
The definition, the time of day immediately following sunset.
Oh, you have it up. Okay.
Yeah. It's also known as the crepuscle.
Crepuscle?
The dusk, the evenfall, the gloam, the twilight. Yeah, the gloaming. Never heard of the movie called In the Gloaming?
No.
Yeah. That's why I learned it from the movie called In the Gloaming. Hmm. And it's that light. It's, you know, I'm into light for the photography that I do. And so there's the golden hour and there's the blue hour. And the golden hour, the last moments before the sun will go down below the horizon, bathing everything in gold.
Mm-hmm.
And after the sun is down, all the blues pop.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Blue Hour.
Okay.
And so we had a massive blue hour or 4 minutes and 5 seconds where the skies were just remarkable. But it's beyond the skies just being a remarkable blue during that because that's, you know, the sun isn't obscured by the moon in those situations. It's already below the horizon. But you've got the sun in a perfect ring light. So, you know, I did think about this because since, I guess, in 2017, I guess we weren't taking selfies with the ring lights as much as we do now. Not a lot of shots were lit with ring lights the way they are now.
Now everything's
lit. It's the greatest ring light there is. And if you're looking up, it's just a perfect, even distribution of light. So,
did you take a selfie while you were out there?
No, I don't do selfies, dear. And so,
I thought if you had the perfect ring light, this would be the perfect time to do a selfie.
At the end of it, when the thing busted away, I was doing some video for my channel and we'll produce it into a video. And at the end, when the light was reappearing more, I had my Kim Kardashian moment saying that I was loving my look. And so, of course, I went through a a bit of a look there into the camera, but nonetheless.
Feeling cute.
Yeah, I was way too cute.
Your wife sent me pictures. She said, she goes, I'm not a photographer, but here's what I got. And it's pretty amazing just seeing what she sent. You know, she sent this.
That's terrible. And it's an iPhone picture.
But it still.
It shows the ring.
It still shows the ring and everything. It's she was very open about, you know, I'm not a photographer, but here's what I got.
Do you think she was hiding that and she just had to open up about not being a photographer?
Well, she felt she did.
She's not a photographer the same way you're not a photographer.
But she still sent that, and I appreciate it. And then she also sent me,
and I didn't even try.
And then she sent me the steps of it getting dark.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was amazing, and I appreciate her sending that because you all got to see what we did in here with the clouds.
Huh.
Because you see what she sent.
Why is that? Why did you get to
see? Because the clouds got in the way of it. Because then you see what I saw, and it was like this.
I see clouds
with the clouds,
with
and
the
then
sun behind
this. The crescent, you know, and it was disappointing,
else, clouds,
but we still got to see something.
If nothing else, the clouds did give you the opportunity to look up without your glasses
exactly.
on and see what the, but you couldn't see the ring and
no,
you couldn't see
we didn't
the dark.
See any
you
of
didn't
that.
Even
we
really,
just saw
it didn't
crescent.
Really get dark, did it?
No.
No, because it was already dark. I mean, we couldn't tell a difference. Like in 2017, we got to see the darkness and the bugs and the coolness and all those things. Yesterday, it didn't really change at all because the clouds just shifted so we could
try to tell you, but you know, it wouldn't take.
Yeah.
There's
very disappointing.
There's eclipse and there's clear skies and then there's cloud cover. And if you can't see it, it can't see you.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, when you're taking a group picture, always tell everybody, if you can't see the camera, it can't see you. So make sure you adjust accordingly. But I know better than to take photographs of stuff like that because I'm not set up properly to do it. And there will be a billion photographs 10,000 times better than mine. So again, I don't need to be the photographer that catches the perfect picture. Mm-hmm. I did a whole, you know, video of the weekend and Marcus roaming is the thing I do offline. And so, or off of air, I should say.
And
so
you do it online.
I do it online, but off air. Off air, online. And
very much
and
online.
Resuming that channel that I had going for a little while, then kind of gave it up because of COVID. So I was videotaping different aspects of the journey and you know, I'm sure I got some video of it happening, but that moment when it literally happens and you're up there and you're looking at it, it's a light show. I mean, it's truly a light show. I mean, that sounds arcane to say because it's the sun, it is light, but it's just...
It's the ultimate light show.
It's the ultimate light show because
it
does dance. I mean, it's something sparkles, something happens. Obviously, you know, the crescent disappears. When the crescent disappears... And that first exposure of the sun on the other side of where the crescent has been, when it gets, it runs around the circle. Mm-hmm. It just, and then it blasts out of one point, which is the diamond ring. And then the circle completes instantaneously. And then you're just standing there going, wow. And I remember the first time I had the sunglasses or the glasses on when I looked up at it. And then it turned to what it became. And then I took the glasses off and I was disappointed that I didn't have them off while that happened. But the funny thing was people were just standing around with their glasses on looking up because I was in a whole group of people then, not like yesterday, but a whole group of people. And I was like, take your glasses off. They're like, oh, and they like, you see people snatching their glasses off to get the experience of being able to look at the sun. You're looking at the sun. It's the corona, yes, but you are looking at the sun in a way in which you can't do that on a normal basis ever. Ever. You cannot look at the sun. It's physically impossible. And if you do, then you're mentally ill because I don't know how you do it and let your eyes burn out the way some idiots have.
Yeah.
So it was just a remarkable moment. 4 minutes and 5 seconds was worth the travel. I didn't get home till 11:30 last night. Probably didn't get to sleep till midnight last night. Woke up at 3:30 this morning.
Oh,
so it's a lack of sleep, but it is definitely worth it. I would do it over again. And I just hope that at some point in your future that you get a chance to experience it the way I was able to yesterday. Because, you know, like I said, I felt like I stood alone in a field and, you know, saw God. Because I believe in how in the world did all this just happen? You know, oh yeah, exactly, sure. Some creature crawled out of the ocean and formed itself into what became, you know, man. You know, I'm sorry. Like, how did that animal that crawled out of the ocean, how did it know to eat? You know, how did it know how to replicate and make babies? And, you know, right. I mean, granted, I think the creation story is a bit hinky in terms of logical fact. And I know it's a parable and all this other stuff, but you know, crawling out of the ocean, some fish crawling out of the ocean and knowing how to survive and then thrive into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on. So what it proves is that we have no earthly idea what happened.
No.
We have no idea what happened. We can speculate. We can have scientific this. We can have biblical that. We have no idea.
No, we really don't.
None. And if you think you know, then you don't. Okay? If you think you know, if you think you got, you can believe anything you want. Nobody's telling you you can't believe. But belief is one thing. Faith is another thing. And the actual thing, we will never know. And maybe there's an answer. Maybe if, in fact, we do die and we get answers or we see something we're not seeing now or whatever. Granted, maybe we will.
I think that's part of the hope of faith, mm-hmm. you know, is that you do get those answers someday. I mean, we don't know, but I think a lot of us believe that someday we will get that answer or those answers. There's so many things we want answered.
And for something mm-hmm. as beautiful as I find the eclipse to be, and I, to me, is I find love in beauty. I find God in beauty.
Mm-hmm.
There are beautiful things, and the fact that they are beautiful to us
mm-hmm.
gives, like, it makes you wonder, well, how do I have that feeling? Why do I have that feeling? Mm-hmm. Why do I find it? Why do I find this beautiful?
Why is it so emotional?
Why is love something you can't not put your finger on? Mm-hmm. Why is love something that is truly unexplainable? To me, I've always said this. I think that love is the proof of God. And
why don't we have it for everything? You know,
because
why,
there's a lot of hate in the world.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's like, how do we, you know, like I have somebody that I love, but you don't necessarily love them. It's like, what makes one of us, you know, love somebody
well,
so much?
In Jesus'
and not
name,
the
you're
others.
Supposed to love everybody.
Well, I know, but
well,
it, I but mean,
there's
but
there's
like,
familial love, there's
yeah,
romantic love,
the different levels of love and all those things. It's like, it's all so, I mean, if you really start thinking about it, it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, you can make your head explode and your heart explode just trying to figure it all out. We're not supposed to figure it out.
When will that be happening, by the way? Will you be running video? Probably not. Because you know, oh, we're going to have a YouTube channel with all of our family foibles. But nobody ever shoots video in that family unless they're prompted into it and then yelled at afterwards. Why didn't you do that? What's the last video you got when you guys are doing a sing-along with a bouncing ball? You couldn't follow along and you're...
Your
son pretended that he was hurt, screamed out in the middle.
I think we've done some since then.
Have you?
But yeah.
I don't remember. So this is a short one. Got a lot going on we want to deal with. And we'll see y'all in the morrow, everybody.